Agents of Change. Close your eyes and think about the sky above a Chinese city. Even if you have never been there, I'm sure you saw some picture, documentary, or at least you heard something about the issue I'm going to address next. Air pollution in Chinese cities is a well-known problem. Although recently some researchers stated that due to coronavirus lockdown, Chinese skies could finally breathe for some weeks, air pollution is still a big issue for the country and for the health of its citizens. The industrial growth that it achieved in the last decades put in the first place economic growth, while giving few importance to the environmental footprint it was generating. Nowadays, industry pollution and carbon extraction is combined with transportation pollution, especially because of the increased numbers of cars. Chai Jing is a Chinese journalist and one of the most influential environmental activists in China. She was born in 1976 in Shaanxi, and she focused her studies on media communication. She started a career as a journalist in 1995, and from 2001 to 2013 she worked for the China Central Television, the predominant state-owned television network in mainland China. But her commitment in providing effective information for her fellow citizens reached a new level when, in 2014, something changed her life. Chai Jing got pregnant, and before her daughter was born, she found out that the baby had a tumor. The tumor had to be removed very soon after the childbirth. Jing blamed air pollution for the tumor and felt the need to inform her country of the danger they were facing due to smog. She decided to film her own documentary about the causes and consequences of smog pollution in China, knowing that it would condemn the national government on a very sensitive theme. She called it Under the Dome, as the book by American author Stephen King, where an entire city is covered by a crystal dome that blocks communication with the external world. In Jing's documentary, the dome is the layer of smog that covers almost every Chinese city, leaving their citizens literally breathless. In the documentary, Jing openly criticizes state-owned energy companies, steel producers and coal factories, also showing the inability of the Ministry of Environmental Protection to act against the big polluters. Moreover, she shows how many people in the country have breath problems and illnesses, and how many government secrets are behind their causes. Toward the end of the film, Jing urges individuals to take responsibility. She says that this is how history is made, with thousands of ordinary people one day saying, "No, I'm not satisfied, I don't want to wait, I want to stand up and do something." What's particularly interesting for the development of this story is that the Communist Party Publicity Department actually helped her realizing this work, mainly providing material and information. The documentary was published on a free access platform on the 28th of February 2015. From the start, it received very good reviews and was viewed 150 million times within 3 days after its release, and a further 150 million times by the time it was taken offline 4 days later. Yes, the same Communist Party Publicity Department eventually decided to ban and censor it. The reason was said to be the pressure of public perception of smog and the fear of collective action of the people. But before talking about the consequences for the documentary, let's consider why the Communist Party felt the need of imposing this ban. Environmental issues in China are a delicate topic. The country government started recognizing the problem some years ago, but actions against it are still missing. As Jing says, China is losing her war against air pollution. But the real Chinese government worry is not just about citizens becoming aware that the air is polluted, also because every citizen, more or less, already knows it just by looking up to the sky. What really worries the Chinese government is social mobilization to change things. We are talking about a non-democratic country where social mobilization and social disorder are deeply restricted because they could harm the entire country's social cohesion. Words like individual danger and taking actions at the individual level are seen as dangerous because they can harm the stability of the social system. People could protest for changing things, something that for the government would be very dangerous. This is why Chai Jing's documentary was censored 1 week after being published, for the effect it had on the public. Yet, this is why her work is so remarkable. She showed people that social commitment is needed to change the air situation. Her documentary made people more aware of how smog is not just a governmental issue, in which they can't argue. Air pollution determines their health condition, making them sick for their entire life, and this is why they had to stand up. Chai Jin can be considered as an agent of change, because she went ahead with her documentary even though she knew the dangers of talking about sensitive topics in China. She gave her contribution to make Chinese citizens more aware of the dangers that air pollution can have on their life and encouraged them to claim for their right of a healthy life. This was Giulia Conti from Asti, Italy, for the Agents of Change podcast, for the world goes to where we take it.